Hold on strong to your seat, because we're going to learn about strongholds.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today we are answering an email from you guys. Comes in from Connor. Dear Chad, if you happen to know, could you tell me how rare strongholds are? I know how hard they are to find, but how rare are they precisely? Thanks, Connor. Well, Connor, there's actually, it's pretty easy, 3 strongholds per Minecraft world. So that's how rare they are. But if you're on the console edition, there's only 1 stronghold per console world. So that's a pretty good indication of how rare they are. But your email gave me inspiration to talk all about strongholds. So let's jump right on in. What are these strongholds used for? Well, it holds the end portal. That way you can actually end the game. How do you find them? Let me show you. Let's go adventuring.
Yep.
So here we are in a single player world. This will also work on a server as well. But how do you find the stronghold? Well, first you do need to craft an item. It is called the Eye of Ender. And you get this by crafting together an Ender Pearl and some Blaze Powder. Once you've crafted it, you can toss it up into the air just by right-clicking, and it will float up. See that? Every once in a while, it will sometimes drop the actual eye, but then other times when you send it off, it will break into a million pieces. It will sometimes break into a million pieces. And, okay, well, we got them all back. Sometimes you won't get it back, and sometimes you will. But this will tell you in about what direction the stronghold of your world is. So you can tell, oh, see that one. Oh, no, that one didn't break. Now, once you get close enough, the eye will not go up into the air. It will go down, which means that we are close to the stronghold. And that's a good way of knowing where the stronghold is. Here's the eyes. They do kind of like clip through the ground, but then they'll come back up once they've broken. We know that this in this direction is a stronghold. If you're in a world, you could just start digging down to try to get to it. I've made myself a little bit of an entrance right over here. So we're going to fall down into the stronghold right here. And these... Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Ah! Okay, so strongholds are full of evil things because of how dark they are. You may even find there are a few spawners like silverfish spawners. Just to make this a little bit quiet, we are going to set the difficulty to peaceful, but be aware that inside of these strongholds, there are quite a lot of mobs. These are large and complex, full of multiple rooms. This is also one of the only places that you will find mossy stone bricks, and also cracked stone bricks, just like this. This is one of the only places in the world if you want to harvest all of these. Now, be aware that a lot of these rooms are filled with silverfish as well. A lot of these blocks and the blocks around the stronghold are filled with silverfish. So be aware, a good way to find out if a block is silverfish or not is to punch it with your hand, and if it starts to break really fast, and you know that that is a silverfish block. It's also full of chests. You can get all sorts of different items in here, including iron armor and iron tools and, food, enchanting books, that sort of thing as well. Throughout this stronghold, there are lots of different rooms. There's, of course, prison cells. There's the in portal room, which is what we're looking for now. There is empty rooms, this fountain room right here. There's storerooms. There's a library even. And there's also a, you know what, I'm actually truly lost. I don't remember. Oh, look, here are the prisons. There's also stairs and different rooms that include like little overhangs and bridges and stuff. Oh, look, I just found it. Okay, cool. There are also naturally spawning torches. I didn't add any torches to this stronghold. There's also a good place to get iron doors. Here's the room that I was talking about before with sort of like a little bridge and an underhang, and this one's connected to the same one. These are just massive, massive naturally generated areas which you can explore. But the thing that almost everyone is looking for is this end room. The end portal room has a few things in it. It has this end portal frame, and it also has a silverfish spawner. Now, this can be turn out really bad for you if you happen to punch one of the silverfish, because remember, the walls are filled with silverfish. They're all over. So if you punch one of them, be very, very careful that these guys won't pop out and try to kill you. Now, once you have found this end portal frame, what the heck do you do with it? Well, remember these Eyes of Ender that we got a little bit before? Well, you need 12 of them to fill up this frame. You just pop them in the frame, just like so. And once you have completed adding all of these Eyes of Enders, you get your end portal, which you can step through, which I just did, and now you are in the end. Sometimes you will spawn where you need to bridge over to this endstone platform. Sometimes you'll spawn in the middle of it. But up here is the end. I can set the difficulty back to normal. That way we'll get some actual Endermen. Here we are. The end is filled with Endermen and an end dragon, of course. The end dragon. Oh my gosh, she's loud. We're going to fly away so you can kind of get a larger view of what this is. This is just a big floating island made of a new block called Endstone. So you can, this is the only place that you can get Endstone in your Minecraft game. We're not really going to talk about the Ender Dragon, because that's not what this is all about. We're talking about the Stronghold. But this is what the Stronghold leads to. The end of the game!
Yep.
And don't forget that these Strongholds can make really awesome bases if you happen to find one early enough that you still want an extra base. They have tons of room to store stuff. They're really cool. You can light them up. And you don't have to do any building. It's already pre-built for you. Just remember that if you're on a server, other people will easily be able to find your base because they can just toss an Eye of Ender up into the air and it'll lead them straight to you. And that's about it for this episode of OMG Craft. Thanks so much for watching. If you'd like to subscribe to the show, you can do so at youtube.com/OMGCraft or twit.tv/OMGCraft. And I have a personal YouTube channel if you want to see Let's Plays and vlogs at youtube.com/OMGChad. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye.